Well, everybody, welcome to week four here as we stampede into 2025, the week number four locker room chat with the Onega Buffaloes. Head coach Jason Klaikamp, this locker room chat being brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Coach, you've played one game so far in 2025, that game against Blue Valley Randolph. Fortunately, took a loss there, and right before the break, you played Frankfurt that game, losing 63-35, so kind of break these last two games down for me.
Yeah, I thought last Friday against Blue Valley is maybe the poorest we've played so far, but I think we've put some good games together. Going quarterback before Christmas, we played Frankfurt on that Friday, but that Thursday before we played Lynn, and we came out in that game and probably put together our best half of basketball on the season. I think we were up 20-8 or 20-9, something like that, at the end of the first quarter. We were up at half on that. We played really well. We just ran out of gas. We're not terrible deep. We only play about six guys. And I think we just ran out of gas in that game. Then we turned around the next night and played Frankfurt. We got ourselves in a big hole there. Climbed back. I think we got it. I think we were down like 22. Got it back to within seven, I think. And then again, ran out of gas. But I thought we keep doing some good things and building on things. I thought, like I said, Blue Valley coming out of the break, I didn't feel like we played as well as we could have there. But we've done some nice things in these past few games.
You talk about, the gas. Well, you're going to have to put some gas in the tank and get things going back on it this week. I know you didn't play Centralia yesterday. That game getting postponed, supposedly next month. But on Friday here, you got a big game against Hanover. What's that going to look like? As well as you got a game next Tuesday against Axtell.
Yeah, we got two of the better teams in the league coming in this week. They'll both be tough matchups for us. We'd like to have some more practices before we go into Hanover, but we're all kind of in the same boat with the snowstorm. So I think the biggest thing for us is we've got to rebound the basketball, and our help side defense has got to get better. If we can play some better help side defense, we're going to be just fine. But that's where we've really struggled at so far.
Well, Coach, what's it going to kind of take for your team to kind of get that motor back up and going, especially as you got, two straight games here against TVL opponents, and then right after that, you're entering the TVL tournament?
Yeah, we've got to get some more consistency out of a couple guys. Cason Huffless, I think he's our leading scorer right now. He's averaging about 12 or 13 points a game and almost 10 boards a game. But beyond that, the next guy has been kind of inconsistent. Sometimes we get a little bit from Jackson Coulterman. We need to get more from him. Coy Niter's had a couple good games for us. Maddox Onis continues to be a defensive force for us, and he also sees the court really well. And I think he's averaging like 6 or 7 assists a game right now. But we've got to get some consistency on the scoring side from some of those other guys.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time with us here today. Again, week number four, the Onega Buffaloes locker room chat. You got a game on Friday against Hanover, and next week against Axtell on Tuesday. At home, and you'll be playing Axtell. That game will be on Tuesday. Catch that game on 92.1 at KMZA. I'll have the call. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.